Joined now in the studio by Anna Richards of the Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP. I almost said Chamber of Commerce. Kristen Smith comes in so often, I just wrote almost just automatic there. From the Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP, Anna Richards joining us, and a lot going on in the Chapel Hill Carborough area.
Lots going on. Thanks, Aaron. Nice to be here again today. You you talked about some bills, and so I think I want to make sure I bring up the fact that following the HK on J activity, we are having the 11th annual People's Legislative Advocacy Day. Mm-hmm. We have a legislature here in North Carolina that's enacted monster voter suppression laws, passed Senate Bill 2, which is anti-transgender, anti-worker, and anti-access across the state. Senate Bill 4, where they tried to restrict the powers of the incoming governor. So this action really follows on the federal action, which was February 27th. And now this is really a day from 8 to 5 on March 21st at the General Assembly. We'll start off with some workshops about advocacy so people can get a better idea of how to interact with their legislators. And then we're having an afternoon of visiting our representatives and senators across the state there in Raleigh. So really going to get to some of these issues and make sure that the people's voices are heard in this people's house.
And this is coming up later on this month. The February 27th action you mentioned, that was the one where we went to 15 different congressional and Senate
Correct.
Offices on the U.S. level. Now this is the General Assembly. So what do you expect to get out of those meetings?
It's really a process. Mm-hmm. So this is an ongoing process. This is the 11th time that we had the HK on J March, followed by the 11th Legislative Advocacy Day. And it's really, I think, part of what a democracy looks like in terms of people expressing their opinions on legislation that is for consideration, as well as to make sure that our representatives understand what our priorities are. So it's really, democracy only works if it's a participatory sport, right? And so we all need to get engaged.
And turnout's really big for something like that, too, because even if no one's mind gets changed on that day, as far as the General Assembly is concerned, at least legislators will know we've got people coming in from all over the state to talk about this issue, and this issue. So these are the three that need to be focused on.
Exactly, exactly. And the issues really cover a wide range. We talked about them in our state in particular, where we didn't have Medicaid expansion. I think there's a lot of question about what the replacement, or I don't know really if you can say ACA is being replaced, mm-hmm. but the new version of healthcare is coming out and how that's going to impact our state. I think one of the biggest issues is the gerrymandering that took place and the voter suppression laws that are in effect. And as I mentioned last week, the national board of the NAACP has approved an international boycott of the state based on the totality of HB2, which is, we mentioned again, is more than just a bathroom bill.
Mm-hmm. Speaking with Anna Richards again, Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP, what else is going on? I know there's the big annual banquet coming up too.
Can't get away without mentioning that. It's our primary fundraiser, our only big fundraiser of the year. It is April 7th, starts at 6 p.m. at the Sheraton in Chapel Hill. We have Rick Glazier, who leads North Carolina Justice as our speaker this year. And, they have a wonderful mission, which is to end poverty by enabling every household to achieve economic security. The proceeds go three different ways. First, to the National Organization's Legal Defense and Education Fund, which I think in this environment, they're going to need a little money on the legal side. And then we give scholarships out to deserving local students, and the scholarships will be awarded that night, and you'll get a chance to hear from the recipients. That's always a highlight of the evening. And then it's what we use to carry out our work here locally. So it's our one big push, and we are inviting the community to come together. We look at it, this as really an opportunity for like-minded people to come together and stand and say, here's what we believe, and we believe in social justice and making opportunities available. So it's a good way to affirm where we stand, and so we hope that folks will come out and join us.
And if you're listening out there and you want more information, you can head online and visit the NAACP's website, which is the local website, which is Chapel Hill Carboro NAACP.wordpress.com, or just Google Chapel Hill NAACP. It'll come right up. Is that where to go to get information about the annual banquet and about the legislative action later this month?
Yes. They can go there and also get information online about membership. You can pay online. You can pay for your banquet ticket online as well, and find out information. We're getting the final agenda set for the 21st, but that should be out later this week. But March 21st at the General Assembly, 8 to 5, April 7th, big banquet, fundraising opportunity for us at 6 p.m. at the Chapel Hill Sheraton.
Chapel Hill Carboro NAACP.wordpress.com is the website. Go there, find out more information. Anna Richards, thank you so much.
Thanks. See you next week.